I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Libya is on the verge of becoming a failed state, warns the country's foreign minister. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, agrees.
You have a very weak government. You have different militant groups that are controlling different parts of the country. There's fighting between them for power and for control of territory. In that sense, Libya and Somalia look a lot alike.
For your prayer list,
pray for opportunities to witness, because there is upheaval, there is violence. That can be an opportunity to say, hey, let's talk about eternity.
Next, imagine that you and a colleague both caught a deadly disease. There's a possible cure, but there's only enough for one person. That's the choice Dr. Kent Brantley, a missionary with Samaritan's Purse, had to make. He and Nancy Wrightbull are both battling Ebola, a deadly virus that's sweeping across Liberia. There's only a 10% chance of survival, but Dr. Brantley is still willing to give the test serum to Nancy. For ways you can pray, visit our website. And contracting HIV/AIDS isn't just a literal death sentence for women who are trapped in India's sex trade. Gary Bishop of Far Corners Mission says it's also the death of every relationship they have.
No one wants that woman around. They can't go back to the families. They can't go back to the villages. They need somebody to love them, and that's exactly what Jesus would do.
Which is why Far Corners is transforming part of their leprosy hospital into a hospice home for HIV/AIDS victims. They're given a place of security where they can hear the gospel. You can find ways to help take care of these women at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson, Stories of Comfort, Courage, and the Cause of Christ. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.